Bill with you until 2, and time for the latest tech news and gadgets and all that sort of thing from the man who knows, the man who is so up to date with all the latest technology, gadget detective Fevzi Turkalp. Find him on Twitter at Gadget Detective, or subscribe to his podcast for free, gadgetdetective.com, or all the other ways like the woman who's got a five-letter name beginning with A, or Apple Podcasts. You can find it there as well. Hi, Fevzi.
Good morning.
Good to have you. Yes, I try not to say her name, you know, because every time we do get people telling us that her in their house has just done things. So I assume that's why you were laughing anyway.
I was listening to an audiobook on my said device today, and in the book there was a character of that name.
Oh,
and every time one spoke it, it woke the other one up. And confuse the hell out.
Chaos that must have ensued, doesn't bear thinking about.
Yeah. So you know these are called wake words, and you know that even on that device you can't choose any wake word, but you do have a choice. I think you can call it computer, you can call it the A word, and you can call it echo, I think.
Right.
From memory.
So you might have set one or two off just by saying those two other words which I shan't repeat then.
Well, I know, but they're rarely used. Most people don't know about them.
Oh, okay.
And also, if you've got one of those devices, ask it to change its voice. Because recently, she who must be obeyed has become he who must be obeyed at your option.
Very good.
Although I don't like it as much. When he sings the songs, he's not as good. I'm sorry. I know there's a real person who provided the phoneme structure for that voice, but...
And when sat-navs came in, didn't they do loads of research and choose female voices because both men and women didn't mind being told by a female sat-nav to turn left.
Yeah.
But when they had a man doing it, people didn't like it, I think.
There's a lot of politics around that, because also there are some groups that think that, these devices shouldn't be by default be given female voices because they are in the role of subservient.
Oh, I'm not sure that's always true, but...
I would posit the reverse. You know, I know that there are some people out there, I've encounter such people who say please and thank you to these devices, which is probably not a bad idea because then you do it to humans as well, right?
Yeah.
But their rationale is that when these devices become our dark overlords, they may remember who has been courteous to them.
Yeah. What's your favourite ever answer to an inquiry of that female thing? Mine is, my friend said, a word... Do I really have to get up yet? I'm so comfortable in this bed. Should I get up? And A said, that is a matter entirely between you, your duvet and your bladder, which I think is fabulous. Have you got anything like that?
No, but all I would say is that my favourite thing that my one does is when I ask it to sing the blues.
Oh,
and right. There's a lovely rendition in there, and it's called the I Got No Body Blues, which is kind of a pun because,
perfect.
You know, normally when I've lost my lover, I don't have a lover,
yes.
I haven't got a body blues.
She literally has no body. Yes, I like that very much. Well, that's all jolly good fun, but your main story this week is not jolly good fun because campaigners say that the avatar of a 21-year-old researcher was sexually assaulted in Meta's virtual reality platform, Horizon Worlds. And this just throws up the most extraordinary can of moral dilemma worms, doesn't it?
Exactly. So why I've chosen this story, I mean, it's interesting in and of itself, but it tells us that we need to do a lot of thinking now. We need to think about what sort of future we want for ourselves, where we want to be living, not just on this planet or elsewhere, but in virtual worlds or not. And if we assume that we're going to spend more and more of our time in virtual worlds and possibly eventually all of our time in virtual worlds, then there are certain things that you have to consider. One is a legal framework and who controls it, because these virtual worlds are unlike, you know, countries, or arguably unlike countries, are not privately owned. I mean, you can say that corporations have a lot of influence over our lives, and certainly they do, but there's no official ownership. But Horizon Worlds and, you know, all of this is the property of and creation of a private corporation, which was called Facebook and is now called Meta.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's quite interesting because Nick Clegg, who is... because I was going to say he sold his soul, and then I realised I shouldn't say that.
Yeah,
so
no,
I
don't
didn't.
Say that. No,
Nick Clegg, who's an admirable chap, was saying, well, you wouldn't expect a bar owner to control every conversation that goes on, you know, talking about hate speech, and so every conversation that goes on in a bar to regulate it and so forth. But it's kind of different, because one wonders also, how long will it be? First of all, you need a legal framework. You need to establish rights, and you need a legal framework to uphold those rights. Okay, so we've already seen things like, you know, online abuse, fraud, theft of virtual property, and now we're seeing assault of avatars. And the avatar, for those that don't know, is the representation of you on in the virtual world. So it's kind of it's your proxy. But the problem is, as these systems get more realistic, you cease to think of it as a proxy, and it is you. And an assault on your avatar is an assault on you.
Yes.
You know, and not in an Article 5 sense. It is you. Yeah. So,
it's kind of a bit like if they poison your dog to warn you in the old days of gangsters, isn't it? Sort of. You know what I mean? It's supposed to hurt you, even though it doesn't physically hurt you.
Yeah. But this is, I predict a whole new range of psychological traumas and diseases. Illnesses out of people inhabiting virtual worlds, because we've already seen people who've undergone extreme trauma, such as rape and sexual assault, undergo personality dissociation type disorders. You've had people who were stable before actually have multiple personalities afterwards. Imagine what will happen, and the confusion to the brain, which is not it's not designed to deal with virtual worlds. Our brains have developed over millions of years very slowly for slow changing environments. It's not designed for things that change minute by minute. And I actually think there'll be, you know, new illnesses. You know, psychiatrists will have their work cut out for them in terms of what happens. So we need new rights in these virtual worlds, which cut across ownership. And maybe we should actually say that we shouldn't have these things owned by private companies. Maybe these should be public spaces. That's another thing. Then you've got to have laws. Then you've got to have enforcement. So the laws not only have to... So are you going to have, like, teams of virtual police in these virtual worlds? Because where Nick Clegg says, well, you know, we're not responsible for that. Yes, but police can go into the bar and take action if necessary. You know, it doesn't matter if it's owned or not. So where's the equivalent of that in these virtual worlds?
I suppose everybody does know that Nick Clegg went on to become, I think, is it Vice President for Global Communication or something of Meta, isn't it?
I don't know his title.
It's that kind of role anyway, if people are wondering why we
keep having to go with Nick Clegg. He's the acceptable face of Meta. So, here we go. Meta's President of Global Affairs.
Right, there we are. Wasn't far off, was I?
I don't think he means he has them across the world. I just think it's his job title.
Okay.
But, yeah.
Stop it? Are you determined to get me the sack today? What have I ever done to you?
I said I don't think it means...
What have I ever done to you, Fevzy? Anyway, sorry, but back to
this
very serious...
Do you know how much restraint I'm showing?
No, I don't. Not very much, apparently. Right. So yes, we need laws. We need to enforce them. Are there no laws at all at the moment? Could this person make any kind of case whose avatar has been used so badly? Do we think? Or because normally, old laws, you can sign it. You can apply them to bomb situations.
Yeah, it's unclear. I mean, our legal system's based on case law.
Yeah.
So someone would have to take it to court. It's a completely, you know, the application of existing laws and principles. But there have been, you know, people do get done for fraud, you know, for that old term, cyberspace, as it were. You know, people have been done for theft of virtual objects. Because, you see, this thing about virtual property as well is interesting, because you can pay for something you can pay for a virtual item with real money, or you can work for it in the virtual world and earn it and own it. And whichever way you look at it, I mean, it would be hard to deny that thing had value to you and possibly value to others, because it can be sold and traded. So why would it not be theft when someone steals a virtual item?
Yeah, fair enough.
There's all this. So what I'm really trying to point to, this sexual assault story is interesting, although I would say it was a campaigner who did switch off her safe zone, apparently, but that's not to shame her for having done that. But the bigger story is it highlights the fact that people do not yet realize, but we are increasingly going to be spending time and, in quotes, living in these virtual worlds which are privately owned. And there's a lot to go wrong, and there's a lot of work to do to think about you know, what sort of world we want those to be, who owns them, what will our rights be and how will our rights be enforced.
Thank you for all of that. Just gone 12:20. Bill Buckley here and Fevzi Turkalp, your very own gadget detective, with his gadget of the week. And it's a home security camera, Fevzi. Tell us more.
Yeah. So it's from a company called Arlo, A-R-L-O. And it's called the Pro 4. And it's one of these security cameras that hooks up to Wi-Fi. Not to be confused, by the way, with the Arlo Pro 3, which is still on sale. This is a more capable version. It's a brand new model. So this is a home security camera. It has a number of benefits. First of all, it's completely wireless. It has a battery in it that lasts six months and is rechargeable. It connects, you know, the picture flows via Wi-Fi, so it means you don't have to drill any holes through your wall, which is good news. The second nice thing that I liked about it was the quality. The quality of the picture that it produces is a 2K picture, so more than full HD. So where you had a full HD television, 40-inch screen, this will give you approximately twice as many dots as that. Not as much as 4K, but, you know, there has to be a balance, because when you have 4K images, you can do it, but it means it's a lot more strain on your Wi-Fi network, because a lot more data flowing over and up into the cloud. So there is a balance, but 2K, I think, is good. It's enough resolution to, for example, let's say you've got one out the front of your house, you've got a fighting chance of zooming in and seeing a number plate or a face. But one of the problems with sort of a lot of older CCTV is that you see a person perpetrating an act, but there's no real way of, it's not like in the movies where you say enhance and it brings out detail that isn't there. You know, if the data's not there, it's very hard to find it. So that's good. A couple of other features I particularly liked about it is it's got an integrated spotlight in it. That's to say that when it detects movement, the spotlight comes on. And that means that, I mean, we know that cameras of every ilk take better pictures with more light. And particularly at nighttime security cameras generally have to rely on infrared, which gives you a black and white image. But when you've got a light coming on, it means you get a colour image, more information. Yes. It's also got a built-in siren, which I love. It's enough to, yeah, so you can set it, let's say the one that's in an area where no one really should be, you know, if there's an activation in that area, you know, it can mount the siren. And the field of view is large, it's 160 degrees, which is great. But let's say, for example, part of the field of view overshoots your neighbour's back garden. And every time they walk up and down their back, first of all, you shouldn't be filming in their back garden. But also, it can give rise to lots of false triggers. So what you can do is actually tell it what parts of the field of view to pay attention to in terms of alerts. So I think that's a good feature. Yes. We mentioned it's 100% wire-free. It's weather resistant as well. It's designed to be used outdoors, which is great. And it's compatible with Amazon's She Who Must Be Obeyed, Google's Assistant, and Apple's HomeKit. So, for example, if you've got an Apple Watch, you can get the notifications on your watch. If you've got a Google device, you can see it on the screen of your Google Smart Hub. So it's got a good range of compatibility. Now, there are pros and cons to how security cameras work. This one, to get the best out of it, requires a subscription. So without a subscription, you get live video streaming and you get notifications. You don't get it storing previous footage. So if you need to go back and check something, you need a subscription for that. And there's a reason for that, because it costs money to, you know, provide storage. And when this thing's spewing out 2K footage, you know, it takes quite a lot of storage. So there's different sort of subscription levels for this. One is, if you've got a single camera, you can pay £2.79 a month. If you've got unlimited number of cameras, you buy a subscription for an unlimited number, then it becomes £8.99 a month, which is a tad over £100 a year. And if you want that's called the secure subscription. If you want the secure plus, you pay £12.99. Now, there are some benefits. I mentioned the fact that you get cloud storage, which is good. So the benefit of cloud storage is, first of all, it means you can go back and check things that happened, right? So maybe you come home and there's been an incident and you need to check it. You're not always on hand to view the footage live. Now, some of these devices, they store things locally, that's to say on a hub in the home, and that has the benefit of not needing a subscription.
Yeah.
But it has a disadvantage of, if there's a break-in, they steal the hub, you've got no footage. Whereas if you've got a subscription and it's stored in the cloud, you know, even if they can steal everything they like, they won't get that footage. So it's pros and cons, you get what you pay for, as in everything. It's pros and cons, but it's a nice thing. You also get with the subscriptions, you get additional features like face recognition if you want to switch it on. So not only will it tell you a person has come to your door, it'll tell you who it is. It will recognize vehicles, animals, packages left at the door. It will tell you there's a package. I think there's some form of insurance because it lists theft replacement. So I assume that means if someone steals your camera, they replace it for you. And you get an extended warranty with the highest level as well. So, you know, pros and cons. But these things, you know, it's not... We used to just, you know, buying stuff and that being it. But I would say that this is one of the things where it's actually worth considering. You know, and particularly if you get a number of these cameras... You know, then, you know, £107 a year or whatever it comes to doesn't become so bad, potentially, per camera. The higher level will also allow you to have cameras that can stream up to 4K images as well. Price, so all in all, 4 stars. Yeah, price, this is interesting. Okay, so the list price for this is £219.99, just under £220. I went onto that well-known online store and I found it's available in black and white. And the white version was £210. Fine, you know, tenner off. Mm-hmm. If you click to the black version, it gives you the full price of £220, but then gives you a £60 voucher, so it drops to £159.99 for the black version, which is very good. Also, the price per unit drops if you buy kits of 2, 3, or 4, but be careful because on that website, sometimes when you click on multiples, it drops you back to the Pro 3 version, so make sure you're buying the right version. But in general, it gets cheaper if you buy them in multi-packs.
Okay.
So if you want to get 4 and kit out your, you know, the perimeter of your home, you can do that.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Fevzi. That was the Arlo Pro 4 wireless home security camera. We will do it again in 7 days' time.